We have on the line now Nicola Giles. She's the ward councillor for the Atlantic Seaboard. Nicola, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I've seen your Facebook post denouncing this pamphlet that's making its rounds through Seapoint. I've also seen some of the backlash from Seapoint residents saying that this pamphlet doesn't reflect us. This is not who we are. We know that the issues of homelessness is a very complex issue, but how it's being described in this pamphlet that's making the rounds is dehumanizing and is downright fake, because many of those pictures aren't even from Seapoint.
Morning, Lester. Thanks very much for having me on. Thank you. I appreciate the time. Absolutely. You know, some of those photos are not from the Seapoint area. Some are taken in 2017. But I think what's crucial to state and to start by saying is that nobody is saying there is not a problem with regards to the homeless in the area, whether you're on the side of the humanitarian or the public nuisance, that there are very valid concerns from the community in this regard.
Do we know who is behind this campaign?
Well, what I've been told is it's a number of high-profile businessmen in the area. But I do know that Paul Jacobson has come out in defense of the pamphlet, and he's also advised that it will be printed, hard-copied, and delivered to every home in the area. I do know that he's also standing as the candidate for the Freedom Front, so I'm assuming that there is a link there if he's willing to come out and advise that.
This definitely sounds as if there's party politics in this as well, Nicola. And I know that the City of Cape Town and the mayoral committee member have often come under criticism from people who feel that the issue of homelessness is not being dealt with in the most humanizing manner. But I also understand it is a very complex issue. But treating people with dignity, I'm sure you also feel this, and I note this in your communication to the residents of Seapoint, is that dehumanizing people, disinformation, is not the best way to treat this issue. And also our community members around us who also just happen to be homeless.
Absolutely, Lester. I think the key thing, and I think what we've all been learnt and been reminded of this week, is that when we pull together, as we saw in KwaZulu-Natal, as communities pull together to solve an issue, we can do really powerful things. And that's what we're calling on the community in the Atlantic Seaboard to do, is to pull together and help on this issue. Mm-hmm. It does require social development interventions, and it does require law enforcement as well. I do believe both of those things need to play a strong role. And in the Atlantic Seaboard at the moment, we have never had as many social development interventions as we have now. It's very positive in that sense. We are on a daily basis hearing success stories of people being helped off the streets. The city's got 15 to 20 field workers who are engaging with the homeless every day, offering social development interventions. Mm-hmm. And those are proving successful, but they are not the large-scale results that some people want. I think people will only be happy sometimes when they see the truck arrive and load up the homeless, which is not going to happen because legally one cannot do that. Mm. The way to long-term successes is through social development, to help people onto other alternatives, to get them into a shelter, to work with them in personal development plans and try and ensure that they don't end up back on the streets. Mm. So a poster like this is really divisive for the community. It does dehumanize people. I believe that one of the people pictured there has since passed away as well. And I really would implore the people who've put this together to think about themselves or their loved ones. If they fell on hard times at some point, had a mental issue, and were caught in an image of in a dehumanizing way, would they want that regurgitated year after year on social media? It cannot be that this is the way we're calling to solve the problem by making calls for the homeless to be removed from the area. I agree. We all want a situation where the homeless are off the street in warm, safe accommodation. But unfortunately, people also have constitutional human rights. That means we cannot just simply go and remove people. We need to balance both of those things, but I want to make it clear, I'm by no means saying that there is no problem and that the community's concerns and complaints are not valid. I just think the poster is not the way to go about solving this problem.
Nicola Giles, ward councillor for the Atlantic Seaboard, responding to a pamphlet that's making its way around the Seaboard community. Wrong, incorrect, inaccurate, false pictures of a homeless situation in Sea Point. I'd like your thoughts on that. If you manage to see for it yourself, if you are a Sea Point resident, give me a call. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.